Sang Live for Jesus has set the stage for the things that we want to talk about this afternoon. One of the ways that the Bible teaches us is in song. We teach one another as we blend our voices and singing on occasions like this. Paul said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, Colossians 3 and verse 16. And so we'll be doing a sermon in song this afternoon as we have our Bible in one hand and songbook in the other, and a number of men will be taking part in the service this afternoon. The Apostle Paul was an individual who lived for Jesus and taught others to do so. In the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Not only did Paul live for Jesus himself, but he made his appeal for others to do that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, his appeal to the Corinthians, as recorded in verse 15, was, and that he, that is Jesus, died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. I'd like to call our attention to different songs in our hymn book that help us appreciate some things that are involved in living for Jesus. First of all, to live for Jesus is to let his beauty be seen. One of the beautiful songs in this book is song number 230, Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen. I don't know of any more beautiful life than the life of our Lord. do you? We have a brief biography of the life of Jesus in this statement recorded in Peter's sermon in Acts 10 and in verse 38, who went about doing good. That's a biography of Jesus in few words. Peter describes the life of our Lord in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, beginning in verse 21, saying, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously." When we follow his steps, we let the beauty of Jesus be seen, and living for Jesus involves letting his beauty be seen. Richard's going to lead us in this song. Jesus involves is surrendering all for Jesus. It's always been a problem in trying to get people to give up some things for the Lord. I think about a young man who came running up to the Lord asking, "Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" This individual had some good qualities. He came to the right person. He asked the right question. He was interested in eternal life. And we need young people today who want to know what they must do to have eternal life. He was a wealthy man and prominent. Difficult to find those who are of those classes who are very interested in spiritual things sometimes. Though he was young, wealthy, and prominent, he was interested in eternal life. And we need to be as well. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6 and verse 23. The Lord told him what to do to have eternal life. He referred him to the commandments to which he was subject. He was a good moral man. As he said in verse 20, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? The Lord said, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven and come and follow me. Unfortunately, this young man was not willing to surrender all. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. We must not be like this young man, but be like the disciples. As Peter said in verse 27, we have forsaken all. In Luke 18 and verse 28, it is recorded, lo, we have left all and follow thee. All to Jesus I surrender. Is there anything that we would not be willing to give up or to surrender in order for our Lord? Charles is going to lead us in this song. As you think about living for Jesus, involves us surrendering all for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
in addition to that, as we make our appeal to live for Jesus, to live for Him is to work till He comes. One of the great promises of the New Testament is the fact that the Lord has promised to come again. He comforted His disciples, saying in John 14, beginning in verse 1, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." In the meantime, there's work to be done. And we'll work till He comes. The Lord's always had work for His people. When God formed man of the dust of the ground, He placed him in Eden's garden and gave him some work to dress and to keep the garden. Garden work. Work in the garden this year? Hard work, isn't it? Because of those thorns and thistles and weeds that spring up. Noah had work to do. It involved the making of an ark of gopher wood, Genesis 6 and verse 14. When the Lord's people were led out of Egypt, there was work in the construction of a tabernacle, a portable sanctuary where they might worship as God dwelt among His people. The temple work was to be done, and during the period of the divided kingdom, repair work was done. During the restoration time, there was work in restoring the temple, rebuilding the wall. In the book of Nehemiah, in chapter 4 and verse 6, we're impressed with the fact that that was accomplished in a very short period of time, 52 days, because the people had a mind to work. And it ought to be our mind to work till He comes. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And you remember that man that literally worked himself to death? Philippians 2. Epaphroditus, who was nigh to death for the work of our Lord. What a great example. Let's sing, "We'll Work Till Jesus Comes." Brother Darrell, lead us.
We'll work till Jesus comes.
is involved in living for Jesus? What about standing up for Jesus? There's always been a demand for the Lord's people to stand up for the Lord. Unfortunately, there have been those who have not had the courage to stand. When I think about standing, I think about Paul, who took a stand in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said in verse 16, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me." Sometimes standing up for Jesus involves standing alone. And when you stand for the Lord, you're really not standing alone, because the Lord is standing with you. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen took a stand for the Lord, and as he's being put to death, he looked up into heaven, and you know what he saw? Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He stood for Jesus, and Jesus stood for him. In the book of Ephesians in chapter 6, Paul made his appeal to stand. He said, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand." Let's stand and sing as John Mark leads us in number 227.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus.
What story do you tell? but really the only story that really means anything. And that's the story of Jesus Christ. Of his life, and his love for us, and his death upon the cross. Do we really love to tell the story? How long has it been since you've told the story? Somebody said, I heard a good story the other day. Was it the story of Christ? You see, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 277 says, I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. God commendeth his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I love to tell the story. Let's be telling the story in Terre Haute over and over and over again. And wherever we go, let's share it with others, because that's living for Jesus. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story. So much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story and his love. I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story.
tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
Also, to live for Jesus is to do all in the name of Jesus. Too many today want to do in name of man or creed. And the appeal to Paul in Colossians 3 and verse 17 was, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." There's a lot of misunderstanding in the religious world about what that involves. Folks claim that what they do is in the name of Jesus, and they think that just making that claim means that what they're doing is in his name. Philip might be painting a wall and saying, "Jesus, Jesus," while he paints. Does that mean he's painting the wall in the name of Jesus? No. In Acts chapter 4, we have a good example of what it means to do something in the name of the Lord. On this occasion, the apostles had healed a man, and they were questioned about that in Acts 4, 7. "By what power, by what name have you done this?" And so to do in his name is to do by his power. And he has all of that, remember? Matthew 28:18, he said, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth." So we need to do all in his name. And Brother Caleb's going to lead us in this song, number 551.
Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do not in name of man or creed, do all.
Songs that we sang, to let his beauty be seen, to surrender all for him, to work till he comes, stand up for him, tell his story, and do all in his name. We'd like to appeal to you to live for Jesus because of the fact that Jesus saves. Somewhere along the way, it needs to be pointed out that man needs to be saved. All have sinned, Romans 3:23. And sin separates us from God, as Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 shows. The Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your sins, Isaiah said, have separated you from God and hid his face from you, that he'll not hear. In Colossians 1, 21 through 23, Paul told the Colossians that at that time, prior to their obedience to the gospel, they were alienated from God by wicked works. There's no need to be an alien or to be separated when you can be at peace with God. And that's all been made possible because Jesus saves. In the book of Luke 2 and verse 11, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He was said of the Virgin Mary, Matthew 1:21, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And the mission of the Lord, in 16 words from Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come, why'd you come, Lord? To seek and to save that which was lost. His plan for saving you is simple. It involves hearing his word, Matthew 17:5. Believing him, John 8:24, repenting, making a change in our lives, as illustrated in Matthew 21:28 through 30. And God commands all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17:30. It involves us confessing our faith, like the man in Acts 8, who said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, verse 37. And then being baptized, which is an immersion. As they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, he baptized him and they came up out of the water. And the Lord said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We'd like to appeal to you to live for Jesus. Maybe you've been living for yourself. Why don't you quit doing that? Live for the one who loved you, gave himself for you, because he came to seek and to save you. Maybe you started out on that course. You obeyed the gospel, but you've not been faithful. You've quit living for him. You've got sidetracked in your life. You've made some mistakes, like we talked about this morning. You'd like to correct those. You can straighten all that out by repenting of that and asking for God's forgiveness in prayer. And as Brother John Turk leads us in number 522, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing. We have